Todd Brown in for Mark Slur. Mike Kliss. In where he normally is right now, presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook, McGill's Hotel and Casino. Mike, good morning. The draft is in the books, and all in all, are you a fan of what George Payton did, or does he get a failing or barely passing grade because he did not address the quarterback position?
When you put it like that, Mike, that's a good question. I always get a kick out of the grades, and everybody looks great. You know, the potential of these guys, the hope for these guys is always greater than the reality that we're going to see here on the field come September and October. Come September and October, all these guys are going to be rookies, which means by and large, they're not going to be very good. But right now, they're all going to be all pros and pro bowlers, and they're going to lead the Broncos to the Super Bowl. Based on where we're at right now, I give the draft a solid B. Sertan, and, they didn't address the quarterback. What George Payton did with the number 9 pick, he didn't want to whiff on it. He wanted to make sure it hit. And Patrick Sertan is going to be a good player. It's at a position of non-need. But they say, and we've heard this over the years, when you draft for need is where you get in trouble. So Sertan was the best player they had ranked on the board defensively. They had Horn right behind him, and it had Carolina taken Sertan. The Broncos might have taken Horn, or they might have traded back. But ultimately, they decided that Fields was too much of a risk to take there. He's got a great upside and can be a great quarterback. I think there was also fear that, you know, this is a quarterback that might not make it. And Mac Jones, I think there's a lot of thought on Mac Jones was that he physically didn't have a top 10 skill set, you know, mentally and processing wise and from the pocket. He's a pro ready quarterback, but skill set, he's more in line with a second round pick. So they went with the safe, clean, best player on their board. That's what scouts do. George Payton is a scout. I thought Javonte Williams, the running back in the second round, was a real good pick, an exciting pick. One of the problems with the draft guys, we hype up the first round, the first pick for 3.5 months. And then in the second and third round, where there's starters also, we talk about them for about 3 hours. And so it's like Javonte Williams got, he got shortchanged a little bit, by the fact that no one really pays attention. Half the audience tunes out on day two. So, I thought it was pretty good. And now, I'm anxious to see, I think the 4-3 and the 3-4 defense is passe. And I'm anxious to see the Fangio 3-8, with all these defensive backs they got.
All right, Mike, you ran down the list of quarterbacks who aren't here, but there are two quarterbacks who are here, and now we're hearing a 50-50 split on reps, things like that. Given, George Payton's familiarity with Teddy Bridgewater and the kind of the shift in team philosophy from let's outscore them to let's play really good defense and play clean on offense, what kind of chance do you give Teddy Bridgewater of winning this battle and being the starter at some point next year?
Maybe a little better than 50-50. I think you just hit it on the head. Drew Locke is younger, has a higher upside. I think is capable of being better than Teddy Bridgewater, but he's also a risk taker and turnover prone. Teddy Bridgewater is I think if you ranked all the quarterbacks, would be average at best in the as far as NFL starting quarterbacks. But he's a good leader. I've always, you know, from afar, like as Fangio had said, from afar, I'd always liked Teddy Bridgewater. I remember seeing Rick Smith, who I knew pretty well, and a lot of media did because he worked for the Broncos for a long time. And when he was with Houston, I said, you got to take Teddy Bridgewater with that number one pick. As it turned out, they took Mario Williams, and Minnesota traded back into the first round at number 32 to take Teddy Bridgewater. And, you know, Bridgewater does not have that number one overall skill set, but he is a solid quarterback. We'll see what he does with the young offense. I think with the Broncos coaching staff, the thought is, the offense, while it has all this talent, is very young, and they need mature leadership, someone to take command of the team in the huddle and during a game. And I think that's why I think Teddy Bridgewater appeals to them. They were after Teddy Bridgewater for a while before free agency opened. They were trying to get a trade done for Teddy Bridgewater, so they identified him as a guy who would fit well. Both within their cap and payroll and kind of mesh, bond, connect well with their offensive system. I do think Drew Lock will get an honest, will be the guy to beat. He's the incumbent. I do think he gets rep one in the off season and training camp and maybe even preseason game number one. But it will come down, guys, to, those two or three preseason games. I don't know if they'll play all three, but the preseason games will determine who the starter is come week one of the regular season.
Aaron Rodgers, if you had to put where would you put the odds of them being able to land him? 50-50,
well,
there's
two things on the Aaron Rodgers. One, what are the odds of him being traded by the Packers? And right now I would put that below 50-50, just the Packers letting him go.
Yeah.
The Packers aren't trading him. And now we'll see. I think this could go on all summer, and I think it could go into training camp and right to the regular season. I think that's very possible. But if he does become available, I do think the Broncos are, one of the leaders in the clubhouse, if not the leader in the clubhouse, to get him.
Interesting.
So, you got two different, I was going to ask Mark that, but I guess he bailed after shaking up the world.
he's a newsbreaker. There he is, our Mark Schlereth out there breaking news. Thank you, Michael.
Yeah. Thanks, Mike.
All right. You got
Mike,
it, guys.
Mike Kliss, our 9 News Bronco Insider, presented by Bet River Sportsbook, McGill's Hotel and Casino. That's a bit interesting. I'd love to get your thoughts on that, Chad. The idea that, don't assume that Green Bay is prepared to have to cut ties with Aaron Rodgers. Are they prepared to dig in? That's next.